freshman captain, number 20, Whitney Smith. Senior captain, number 22, Charlotte Marquez. And senior, number 23, Mr. Ladies and gentlemen, the Eagles are coached by Dantezza, Daniel Lehman, and Danielle Carlson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for the Frankie Card Eagles. Senior captain, number 2.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome back to the Alaska Airlines Center here at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus. Now we go to the 1A girls side of things. This one will feature the Fort Yukon Eagles taking on the Sandpoint Eagles. So two Eagle squads again here. We've got several Eagles teams in the tournament. Fort Yukon, your defending state champions, looking to go for the hat trick of state champions, two-time defending state champion Fort Yukon Eagles. Sandpoint would love to put an end to that run. Sandpoint coming in as the number 5 ranked team, and Fort Yukon, for whatever reason, comes in ranked at number 4. So we've got one semifinal all set, and that will feature New Halen and Shishmaref tomorrow at 6:15. Winner of this one will go into the 745 semifinal tomorrow, and then following this one, Shaktulik and Tri-Valley. Fort Yukon in the white jerseys and Sandpoint in the blue. Both teams blue and white, and both teams Lady Eagles ready to get this one underway. We just had some great boys action. Sandpoint there thought they were going the right way. They went the wrong way. After getting the opening tip, they would have scored for Fort Yukon. So just a quick lapse right there as we get started. Working it inside now. Left-handed goes up and good for Kylie Carroll. Kylie Carroll had 17 in their win over St. Mary's. 19 for Nellie Ward and 8 for Carly Thomas. My first time seeing the Sandpoint Eagles. Inside, they work it. Nicely done. Just a little strong off the glass. Mia Cromer with a nice feed. Wide open three, stepping into it, and it is good for Jane Ward. Boy, you're not going to be able to leave her open like that. She will make you pay, and it's a 5-0 quick start with just over a minute gone in the opening quarter. Sandpoint trying to get something going inside. Baseline shot over the top of everything. Nellie Ward able to chase it down. Four seniors on the Fort Yukon Eagles team. Nicely done on the inbounds and scoring, Whitney Smith. Two seniors for Sandpoint. Small bench for Sandpoint with just three players on the bench. 7 for Fort Yukon, and they will use a bunch of them. Driving left side. No good on that attempt. Stolen away by Fort Yukon. Kylie Carroll drives in undefended, and she scores. She has got 4 of the 7. 2 minutes gone exactly. Quarter number 1. And a steal by Carly Thomas. Sandpoint on the Aleutians. Just had a Aleutians versus an interior team with Minto and King Cove. And now we've got Sandpoint, Fort Yukon. Fort Yukon also from the interior. Minto hanging on for a hard-fought win to get themselves into a boys' semifinal. Inside, Carroll all alone inside. Boy, miscommunication on the defense. And a timeout taken here by Dantiza Hanglinan, the head coach. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Just want to remind everybody this broadcast is the exclusive property of the NFHS Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or reproduction of this broadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. This includes any and all forms of media, including but not limited to television, radio, online streaming, and social media platforms. Unauthorized use may result in legal action. And looking around, I haven't seen much people on their phones because, you know, one, it's tell your phone or your friends to, hey, come on, Facebook Live it. They're here to watch the game, and I know not everybody can get here, but, you know, the subscription for the NFHS Network is so affordable, so let your friends enjoy the action here at the Alaska Airlines Center. So thanks for tuning in and subscribing to the NFHS Network. 9-2 lead for Fort Yukon. Sandpoint, Whitney Smith, back and forth, back and forth. Gets past the defender, finds an open lane. Unable to finish, though, and Nellie Ward will pull down the rebound. Gives it up to sister Jane Ward. 3 by her, air ball, and that's going to go out. And you see two Ward sisters talking to each other. Head coach Josh Kadzow for the Fort Yukon Eagles. And boy, they had set up a tough schedule, and they were in Fairbanks and saw them play some 4A teams. They were in a tournament at Lathrop. And here's the takeaway, a steal by Jewel Mailer, and has it knocked out of her hands. It'll stay Fort Yukon ball, and they'll get it on their baseline. Carroll sends it back out. 3 on the way. Nellie Ward, that one will not go. And Sandpoint, I believe, carried the rebound out, and it'll stay Fort Yukon ball with 4:19 to go in the first quarter. Wow, Kylie Carroll using her size advantage inside. She has got 8 in the opening quarter as we get near the midway point. Cromer brings it out on top. Oh, the cutter was not looking for the ball. Now they'll get it into her, and a block by Nellie Ward. Everything going Fort Yukon way. I believe we're going to get a media timeout. And it's going to be a media timeout with 3:55 to go in the opening frame. 11-2, Fort Yukon on top. We'll take a break. We got more of the ASAA March Madness Tournament coming up on the NFHS Network.
All right, give me just a moment. I'll turn my microphone on and you can even hear me today. Let's see. There we go. Some Nat Stuckey. We got a little bit of a break. I'm just going to say thank you for keeping community radio alive. And high school basketball, thank you. As Sailor put it, he organized all the folders on our production computer. And so we all got a folder that says why we love Austin, why we love Amy. And, you know, so you have a place to put all your files. Why we sort of love basketball. Thank you, Sailor. You know, his organizing method was pretty on point. Right here, Nat Stuckey, Plastic Saddle.
Limousine, a palace in Dallas, a club down in New Orleans. Diamonds on my fingers.
To go in the opening quarter, Sandpoint. Well, they've had some defensive laps early on here. Fort UConn will make you pay if that happens. Inside, that one off the glass. And everybody thought the whistle was on this side, but it was over on court number one where we got 2A boys action going on. 2A tournament started this morning, and day two was good hustle by Mailer to track that one down and keep it from going out. And now Mailer with it. Patient, going to bring the defense out and poking at it is Whitney Smith on top. Jane Ward hanging on to that pivot foot. They're going to work it into Carroll. Carroll backs her way in. That one will not go as Cromer and Carroll battle it out. You can watch that battle all night long, I'm sure. Carroll again spins around off the window and good. Kylie Carroll with 10 of the 13. Jane Ward with a 3 for the other 3. And Dantiza Pengelingen hoping that will go, and it's a 3 off the window. Precious Kamananga. See here, this is an official timeout. I don't know if we got a foul. Officials are going to talk something over. I'm not sure what the question may be. We'll see as our one official will go to the table. Maybe they're saying a 2 that was credited as a 3. So they're going to say Kamananga's 3 was only a 2. So they take a point off. 13-4 now. So Kamananga's 3 becomes a 2. Oh, what a give and go. Oh, and able to finish Ward with the rebound. Or excuse me, Mailer with the rebound. And a foul is going to go on Whitney Smith. And Whitney Smith, boy, she's got some quick hands. Always just poking, and reaching for the ball. Baylor with it. In the lane, in it goes.
Bucket's good, number 35,
Nellie Ward. Ward with it into Kylie Carroll. Carroll with Cromer doing all she can. And Cromer gets a piece of it and disrupts that pass. And Misty Marine brings it down for Sandpoint. And a foul will go to the free throw line. First time for either team at the stripe. First team foul coming up here for Fort UConn. Nellie Ward.
That's her first personal. And
picks up her first, and the first free throw, good for Misty Marine, one of the two seniors for the Sandpoint Eagles team. Second one does not go. Ward fights for it, can't hang on to it. Now Sandpoint loses the handle as Marine goes 1 for 2 and makes it a 10-point Fort UConn lead. For UConn, almost a little stoppage there because there was a whistle from court number one again. thought about it, then puts it up. The air ball, should have taken it the first time. And you can see Nellie Ward is going to get out of there, but it'll stay for UConn ball on their baseline. And timeout taken by head coach Josh Kadzow. I think it's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Thank First National Bank Alaska, proudly sponsoring high school events for over 35 years. Thank you, First National Bank Alaska. GCI, proudly supporting Alaska's high school athletes through its partnership with the Alaska School Activities Association. A big thank you to the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. Free senior and elder admission provided by ASRC. As we saw in the King Cove game, the King Cove boys were wearing white warm-ups, the same ones that the Sandpoint Eagle girls are wearing as a young man who played for the Sandpoint boys passed away in a drowning accident. And so for Sandpoint to be even out there says a lot about them. And it happened during regionals, and boy, playing through that and getting to the state tournament. So playing for Kaipo today, as you see his picture and number on the back of the warm-up shirts for the Sandpoint Eagles. ...61 seconds to go in the first. So our hearts just go out to that community. Fort UConn with it on the baseline. 10-point lead for the Fort UConn Eagles. Naylor able to get it into Carroll. Ward back to Carroll. Out on top. Jane Ward with an extra step. As her sister will give her a high five. And she'll shake it off. 54.5 to go in the opening quarter. Inside Kamenango with it. Nothing happening there. I believe we're going to get a foul. That's Jewel Mailer. Points at herself like, me? It was on me. I think she kind of fell down and everybody's kind of looking curious about the call as the air conditioner kicks on here at the Alaska Airlines Center. It's been cold all across the state of Alaska, even here in Anchorage. I'm from Fairbanks and brutally cold. Even here in March when I came down on Wednesday, it was 30 below in the morning. At least now the sun's up high enough to warm it up during the day. And that is good for Charlotte Marcus. Gets that lead down to single digits. 8-point for UConn lead. Carroll. Boy, when she sets the screen, no one's getting through there. Losing her footing, but great sportsmanship by Kamenanga. Carly Thomas with the basket makes it a 10-point lead. That'll do it for the first quarter. And Fort UConn will go to the break leading by 10, 17-7. We'll take a break here. We've got more of the ASAA First National Bank Alaska State Championships coming up on the NFHS Network.
How long have you been a GCI customer for?
I would imagine since 2011, 2012.
All right. My apologies. We will move on and say a big thank you to the Browns.
Located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor. Featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
I've got a long black six-passenger limousine, a palace in Dallas, a club down in New Orleans. Diamonds on my fingers, silk imported clothes, and I can tell a fast train by the way she blows. So don't give me no plastic.
For UConn leading by 10, and they will get the ball to start out the second quarter. 10 points for Kylie Carroll to lead the Eagles, and then you got two apiece for Kamenanga, Smith, and Marcus for Sandpoint. Extra step, little stutter step. You can see it by Jane Ward. Josh Kadzow will take a seat probably briefly over on the bench for Fort Yukon as Tyler Strom, his assistant coach. See, he's back right up there talking to his team on a defensive set. And they are well coached and well disciplined. In their game yesterday, you would just watch them and they never would panic. Heads in it all the time, knowing where their teammate's going to be. Not trying to force anything. And you can see it right there, just the presence of mind with Nellie Ward. Takes a bump and she's starting to go out of bounds and able to throw it off the shin of the Sandpoint defender. And as you look at Nellie Ward just getting through bodies and getting free and scoring is Carly Thomas. And a full timeout coming up here for Sandpoint. We'll take a 60-second break as well. 19-7 Eagles on top. The Fort Yukon Eagles, I should add.
I'm Sam King.
Welcome back here out of the Sandpoint timeout. Sandpoint now already taken two timeouts, and they've got three left for the game. Four remaining for Fort Yukon. Precious Kamananga trying to work it inside. Kylie Carroll takes that one away. Nellie Ward will give it up to Jewel Mailer. Ward's handed off to each other. Nellie with it. Near side, Carroll. Into the lane, working her way back, hanging on to it, draws a double team, spins off of it, and it goes. Kylie Carroll for 12. And a steal for Fort Yukon, and unable to handle that pass, a little too strong. As that one goes off the fingertips of Thomas, but last touch by Sandpoint, so Fort Yukon will get it on their baseline. And they'll set up the inbounds. Probably a multitude of those. Boy, somehow getting down right there on that low block. Did not take the shot. In, out, three. Too strong by Mailer. Kylie Carroll tries to save that one, just never had control. The Eagles now have to face full court pressure from Fort Yukon. Cromer! Boy, just got a little bit behind the backboard and tough shot for her. Cromer Jr. for Sandpoint. We've seen her in the tournament with her starting playing as an eighth grader. Fort Yukon be a long two and it's good for Jane Ward and she has got five. And now we got a couple substitutions for the Fort Yukon Eagles. Ward forces that turnover. Jane Ward with it. Nellie Ward forcing the turnover. Mailer able to hang on to it. And Fort Yukon, boy, will not let anything go out of bounds. And Cromer off to the races. And a push is going to go on Kylie Carroll. That'll stop the clock with 5:27 to go. And that'll get Heidi Kadzow. And Shandis Carroll will check in for Fort Yukon. Kylie Carroll will go to the bench.
The ball game for the Fort Yukon Eagles, number 12, Heidi.
As does Jewel Mailer, and now Mia Cromer limps over to the bench, and she's going to need some help getting over there. And the OPA staff quickly over. I don't know if she took a thigh shot, because she was signaling to the trainer. But we've got a timeout here on the floor. And it's taken by Sandpoint. So they are down to two timeouts remaining in the game. So as Cromer is attended to, and again, now they're kind of attending to her lower leg. So checking her left ankle. orthopedic physicians of Alaska right on top of everything, and I spoke to them at their table and asked if it's been a relatively injury-free tournament, and they said yes, and it's always a good thing, you know. You're glad that you have them on hand here, but you hope that you don't need them. But yes, relatively injury-free, your usual bumps and bruises and, you know, some minor strains and things that the kids are able to bounce back from most times rather quickly. Three ball, Kamananga, that one off the mark, but a rebound for Sandpoint. They'll go to another three, and that one looks better, but it rattles around off the rim. Another rebound for Sandpoint. They'll go for another three, and this time, the third time's a charm. Whitney Smith gets the third attempt to fall. 13-point Fort Yukon lead. Outside into the hands of Shandice Carroll. Jane Ward directing traffic brings Heidi Kadzow out. This is Thomas looking to go right side. Great defense by Charlotte Marcus. Inside getting the double team. That's going to leave somebody open. And that is Heidi Kadzow, who just got in the game, and she scores, and she'll lead the press in the backcourt. And Thomas comes up with the takeaway. 15-point Fort Yukon lead. Fort Yukon, boy, look how quick the passes are, and some of them, they barely have control of it. Ward with it. Ward to Ward. Ward putting up a prayer unanswered, but another rebound. This time for Jane Ward. We may just go to a first name basis on those two. Nellie drives it inside. That shot partially blocked. And Sandpoint comes up with a takeaway as Lauren Rossetti comes up with that block. Precious Kamananga over to Rossetti for three. Skips off the outside of the iron. Into the hands of Carly Thomas. Kylie Carroll awaits a chance to get back in. And so no over and back. Ball was touched by Sandpoint. Kadzow able to regain control of that one. Boy, and she sets a screen. Has to hold her ground. She's open for three. Just a little bit short, but immediately back on defense. Sandpoint will slow it down, trailing by 15. This would really help them, and that one almost sticks between the rim and the basket. We're going to get a timeout here by Fort Yukon. It's going to be a 30. So it is a timeout. So now Fort Yukon down to three timeouts remaining. Thanks to Donlin Gold, the proud academic award sponsor of ASAA. ConocoPhillips, another great sponsor, responsible resource development for Alaska, and a proud sponsor of ASAA activities. Hillcorp, proud to partner with ASAA to help strengthen student wellness and foster the development of positive life skills throughout of Alaska. And also NANA Corporation, celebrating over 50 years of Alaska Native strength and unity. Online at nana.com. Once again, New Haven and Shishmaref have already punched their ticket into a 1A girls semifinal. That'll be tomorrow at 6:15, with the winner of that advancing to the 1:30 championship game on Saturday. And Saturday, of course, we'll have the single court configuration. Three courts in play yesterday, today, and tomorrow, with 16 boys and 16 girl teams in here for 1A classification. 2A started today with 8 boys and 8 girls teams. You think of just the state of Alaska and the size, and boy, teams from every corner, from the interior, from the far end of the Aleutians, southeast Alaska. Carroll gets open, unable to finish. And a rebound, and here comes Sandpoint. Sandpoint trying to work it inside. Getting a hand on it was Heidi Kadzow, and another takeaway by the Lady Eagles from Fort Yukon. Misty Marine picks up her first personal, second team foul. Actually, no, that's the first. That shot off the window is good. Precious Kamananga for three. Final minute of the first half, 27-13, Fort Yukon. Leading by 14 as Cromer's okay, and she's ready to come back in, and that one will go. Nellie Ward gets her second field goal in the contest, and comes up with a steal, an easy pickoff right there. Thomas on top. Carroll, long two, in, out, no good, but the follow-up and a foul. Misty Marine picks up her second.
Foul charges to the Sandpoint Eagles, number 23, Misty Marine.
And now, first trip to the free throw line is Kylie Carroll. 10 points or 12 points for her. She had 10 in the opening quarter. Free throw will not go, and so it's good to see that Cromer is okay. I mean, she's not 100%, but it's going to take a lot to keep her out of the game. Second one is better for the senior, Kylie Carroll. Kylie Carroll would love to finish her high school playing days with another state championship. Sandpoint for three. No good, and chasing it down is Heidi Kadzow, and knocked out of her hands, and that'll stop the clock with 11.3 to go with a 17-point Fort Yukon lead. Nellie Ward back to sister Jane. Jane for three off the back of the iron. No, Kamananga with a rebound. And she's immediately greeted by two Fort Yukon Eagles. And that'll do it for the first half. Fort Yukon will go to the locker room leading here 30-13. We'll take a timeout. We've got more of the ASAA First National Bank Alaska State Championships coming up here on the NFHS Network.
Check out.
All right, we are taking a break as well, and we'll come back with your Eagle versus Eagle matchup, the Lady Eagles tonight. We'll find out who wins this game and how the brackets develop tomorrow. This is Virgil, this is KSDP, and coming up, it's a love story.
On a balcony in summer air, see the lights, see the party, the ball gowns, see you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said stay away from Julie. Please don't go.
A little bit of the warm-up. Halftime's almost over. And we have the Sandpoint Lady Eagles at 13-1-3. Fort UConn at 30-3-0. The 2026 ASAA March Madness 1A Girls Quarterfinals. We're still warming up, so we got one more song to play for you.
Here, Fort UConn leading this one 30-13 for Fort UConn. 13 points for Kylie Carroll in the first quarter, 5 for Jane Ward, 4 for Nellie Ward, and 4 for Carly Thomas. For Sand Point, 5 apiece for Precious Kamananga, 5 for Whitney Smith, Charlotte Marcus with 2. It was a 10-point lead, 17-7 at the end of the first for Fort UConn. And then Fort Yukon, a 13-6 scoring advantage in the second quarter to put us where we are right now, 30-13. Foul trouble, nobody in any kind of foul trouble, just Misty Marino has two for Sand Point. And it will be Eagles ball. They're taking a look at the tape lines here that do a good job of staying down. Now they got to get the ball rack as Coach Kadzow sees it. And now they will get the ball out of the way.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second half. The Sandpoint Eagles will begin the half at center court with the favorite.
Sandpoint will have it here to start out. Second half, and they're going to need to go to work. Definitely can't afford to get down much more to this defending state champion Fort Yukon Eagles team. This would really help their cause just off the mark on that three attempt of Precious Kamananga. Shot at the free throw line. Actually, switching up her thoughts here. We're going to get a foul inside. Going to go on for UConn. We'll go to the free throw line for Mia Cromer, who is scoreless at this point. Nellie Ward picks up her second. First free throw is good for Mia Cromer, so she's finally into the scorer's book. And the second one will not go, and Fort UConn gets the rebound on the miss. And you can see Jane Ward looking up ahead to Carly Thomas. And Precious Kamananga will push the pace up for the Sandpoint Eagles. Trying to work it inside to Cromer, but an easy takeaway for Kylie Carroll. Thomas was all alone momentarily. She'll give it up to Nellie Ward. Back to Nellie Ward. Thought about giving it up. It's going to work through the screen from Mailer. Hangs on to it. Now goes left side. And a good job on the defense by Whitney Smith. Just hounding after the ball. And pit bull defense right there for Whitney Smith. One of the two freshmen out there on the roster for Sandpoint. 6:36 to go, third quarter. Jane Ward was not set for that one, and rare air ball for her. Lead at 16. Lone point here in the third belongs to the Sandpoint Eagles. And a little jump step before releasing the pass for Whitney Smith. And good encouragement from Dantiza Pengilian and Danielle Carlson, the coaches for Sandpoint. And here's a takeaway, and that's going to go on Nellie Ward, and that'll be number three on her, and that'll immediately get Heidi Kadzow to the table. But then Mailer heading out. So they're going to leave Nellie Ward out there with three. Well, let's see. Yeah, it does. Jewel Mailer heads over to the bench. Kadzow checks in for Fort Yukon. Kamananga with another three attempt. She had a three in the first that got reversed to a two. Then's got another three in the second for her 5 points. Travel on Heidi Kadzow. Fort Yukon yet to score with 2:11 gone in the second quarter. Kamananga with a big smile over here in front of Press Row. For a dangerous pass and picked off easily in a 2-on-1 opportunity, and Kadzow will slow things down and give it up to Kylie Carroll. Carroll looking for something inside with Cromer all over her. three-pointer instead. Skips off the iron. Carroll chases it down, saves it between her legs, but it goes right to Mia Cromer. Then Fort Yukon yet to score in this third quarter. Wide open after a couple of pass fakes. Misty Marie picks up her third point. So it's a 3-0 run to start quarter number three with 3 minutes gone here. Sandpoint keeping Fort Yukon scoreless for 3 minutes. Not an easy feat. Carroll backing her way in. Draws the double team. Leaves Carly Thomas open. Probably Carroll is going to pick up her second. And full court pressure set up here for Fort Yukon. Inside to Cromer, they work it. On top, wide open for three. That one is good. Marcus with a three. 6-0 scoring run for Sandpoint. And I believe we're going to get a media timeout, or not a media, but a full timeout. Let's take a 60-second timeout as well. More of the First National Bank Alaska State Basketball Championships coming up on the NFHS Network.
From the basketball court to the auditorium, join Hillcorp in celebrating our student athletes and the shared commitment.
Welcome back. Here is the announcement being made. A couple of vehicles need to be moved out in the parking lot, which is definitely going to be pretty full here. And here comes Sandpoint with a two-on-one opportunity. Cromer's going to hang on to it. Too strong off the window. Boy, she had Misty Marine right with her. But still playing with a ton of confidence right now are the Sandpoint Eagles. And they have held Fort Yukon now scoreless for 4 minutes in this third quarter. Will this break the drought? No. Carroll, boy, did not go up with that one. Gives it up to Kadzow. Puts up a shot, no good. And another rebound here for Sandpoint. Sandpoint going to drive it in. And that one off the glass and is good for Charlotte Marcus. It's an 8-0 run to start quarter number three for Sandpoint. Just like that, the lead is down to single digits. Jewel Mailer is going to come in, and we've got a media timeout on the floor. We'll take a break as well. 9-point Fort Yukon lead, but this third quarter has belonged to the Sandpoint Eagles. We'll take a break.
Come on home and fool around with me. I wasn't fooling around the day I said I do. But many nights I've wished that I'd been fooling too. I know it's foolish taking all this misery. But when it's you, a fool, I'll always be. I know that You've been fooling around on me right from the start.
The timeouts, two remaining for both these teams. Let's see how that comes into play. Wow, Cromer, she's going to be able to get in front of Carroll as Carroll swats at it. And it will stay Fort Yukon ball. Love the smile here from Precious Kamananga, just out there playing through all the adversity and emotions, but it's just great for her to be able to be out there enjoying every minute of it. This is Nellie Ward. Misty Marine really stepping up the defense. Carroll challenges and gets the trip to the free throw line. See if Fort Yukon can pick up their first point from the free throw line in this second half.
Eagles, 9-0
start for the Sandpoint Eagles. And the scoreless drought continues for Fort Yukon. And their first point comes with 3:11 to go in the third period. Cromer with it in the middle. Hands it off Marine. Three-pointer. That one just a little rush, but an easy rebound and a putback for Mia Cromer, who's got three all here in the third quarter. 31-23, eight-point ball game. Good job by Fort Yukon. Curly Thomas scores and credit the assist. Kylie Carroll, three ball. Rebound high off the rim into the hands of Nellie Ward. Carroll well out on top. Hangs on to it, shakes it off one defender. Back to Carroll, looking to go to work. Wide open on the handoff, no good. Rebound, Precious Kamananga. Misty Marine hangs on to it, goes in, challenges Carroll, and it will not go. Cromer with the rebound, and the putback is good. Mia Cromer, all five of her points in the third. We're under 2 minutes to go. 8-point Fort Yukon lead. Last touched by Sandpoint as Joel Mailer will have to tie her shoe, and they'll give her the time to do it. Nellie Ward, 4 points in the game, has not scored yet in the third, a field goal in the first and second quarter. She had 19 in the game yesterday. Kylie Carroll now up to 16 and the lead back to double digits at 10. What kind of the benefit of having a large lead? They were up 17 at halftime. Sandpoint doing a great job. This would really get the Sandpoint fans fired up and build even more confidence. Boys, you can look at Whitney Smith right here just denying Mailer any space. Both of them with arms on each other, just leaning into each other. UConn fans saying, Jewel, run around. Don't let her just guard you. Carroll. 5 in the third. And a timeout taken here by Sandpoint. It's a full. Let's take one as well. 12-point lead for Fort UConn as we step aside.
Humble beginnings. Humble beginnings.
All right, pardon me for just a moment, and we will wait for the return of the basketball. Let's see. Dun, dun, dun. Well, how about, let's see.
Heck, now Sandpoint has one timeout remaining, and Fort Yukon has two. We've got 40.4 remaining in the third period. Sandpoint with a 9-0 scoring advantage to start the third quarter. Fort Yukon did not get their first point till about 5 minutes gone in that third quarter. It came from the free throw from Kylie Carroll. Carroll, though, since then has added two field goals. Sandpoint throws it away on that possession. Fort Yukon inside Carroll, near side, and rear miscue right there. Pass really had nothing on it, so those are the tough ones to handle. Got to put a little mustard on it. Mayor doing a good job as Sandpoint just kind of rolling it in to save some clock, which is down to five. Tamananga can't get a grip on it. They need to get a shot off. This will count, and it will not go. So at the end of the third, Fort Yukon leading 37-25. We've got your fourth quarter of the ASAA First National Bank Alaska 1A Girls State Championships coming up here on the NFHS Network. Sandpoint, but they were down by 17, so a great job by them. Going to have to do it again here in the fourth, down by 12. Just underway quarter number four. Open spot for the second semifinal in the 1A girls bracket. Carroll hands it off. Thomas, her shot blocked by Misty Marine. Misty Marine has really come alive in this second half for the Sandpoint Eagles team. It'll remain Fort Yukon ball on their baseline, trying to feed it into Carroll, and stolen away by Sandpoint. Charlotte Marcus brings it up back to Marine. She's going to challenge Carroll, and it goes! Misty Marine, now with 5 points, makes it a 10-point Fort Yukon lead. Nellie Ward gives up the dribble early and in some trouble. Gives it up Jane Ward. Jane Ward goes left side inside. Kylie Carroll challenging Cromer again. Too strong off the window, and a rebound right into the hands of Marcus as she continues to move it forward. She'll put up a three that's going to come up short, but an easy rebound that won't go for Marine, and she gets another rebound. And now Whitney Smith, the freshman, with it. Working it inside, back to Marine. She'll hang on to the dribble, take it to the free throw line. Freshman for three, short ball, still alive, and officials say it will go for UConn way. For UConn, gonna football it down. Kylie Carroll hangs on to it all the way, and Cromer stays right with her and times out. The shot going up and comes up with the block. Nice job by Mia Cromer to not commit a foul and just stay right there. with Kylie Carroll, who is now 1 point over her 17 from yesterday. Wow, well done. Kylie Carroll now with 20. 12-point Fort UConn lead in their quest for a hat trick of state titles consecutively. Fort UConn now on that rebound will slow it down, at least momentarily. And they work it inside to the cutting. Jane Ward finds Thomas off the window, and good. Carly Thomas with 8. Fort UConn builds the lead up again, 41-27. Sandpoint, though, show that they came to play. Marine trying to take it inside. Knocked out by Carly Thomas. And again, right into the hands of Misty Marine. 4 in the quarter and 7 in the game. 12-point lead for Fort UConn. They led by 17 at half. Third quarter belonged to Sandpoint, and Fort UConn finally in the final three of it comes back to life. Give and go, and scoring Nellie Ward for her 6 point and the assist to Jane Ward. And that's going to be the final timeout taken for Sandpoint. They are out of timeouts, and it's a 60, so we might as well take one as well. 43-29, Fort UConn Eagles on top.
Growing up Alaskan makes you, well, a little different.
All right, we will weigh down those messages. Just wanted to say thank you to the Aleutians East Borough, to the city of Sandpoint, and to our members, our board of directors, and everybody that helps out keeping the lights on. This is Virgil. This is KSTP. We are in the last 5 minutes of the Lady Eagles and the Fort UConn Eagles. Let's see. What? Come on. You going to give this to me? Nope. No final score yet, but they're coming. They're coming. Sandpoint Lady Eagles and the Fort UConn Lady Eagles. While we're waiting, I'm just going to give it that 60 seconds and let you know this is all going to be archived. APradio.org. And giving you the rough cut, here's the game.
All right, welcome back here. Sandpoint on top by 3. Excuse me. 43-29, Fort UConn on top. Trying to work it inside. Carroll denies that one. Kamananga goes right side, now back left, now back right. Step back 3. No good, as now 2 players from Sandpoint collide. And Charlotte Marcus slow to get up, but wow, she's able to get up on 1 foot here. Boy, a collision. And she is shaking that one off. And boy, you can see the OPA trainer right over there immediately. Big thanks to Orthopedic Physicians of Alaska for being right on top of that. Staying in the game and gonna handle the inbounds passes. Charlotte Marcus. Cromer with Carroll way out on her. Jane Ward knocks that one out of the hands of Precious Kamananga, but it'll stay Sandpoint ball. Inside, Kamananga. Boy, never had a handle on that one and never had her footing down, but put up a shot in hopes of something happening. But the rebound comes to Fort UConn. And Sandpoint got away with one there. As you can hear the ahs in the crowd behind us. Tied up, held ball, possession arrow. We'll now go Sandpoint way. Once again, the winner of this one will play tomorrow night, 7:45, with a trip to the state championship game for the winner of that semifinal. Shaq Tulik and Tri-Valley coming up following this one. Misty Marine gets free and unable to get that one to fall for her. Where she just steps right in front of Nellie Ward and stops Nellie's progress. 3:18 and counting. Clock on the side of Fort Yukon right now, but they're not going to waste any time. They're going to get inside and score. Point number 22 for Kylie Carroll. And now Sandpoint is out of timeouts. Neither team with a foul yet here in our fourth quarter. Two timeouts remaining for head coach Josh Kadzow for Fort Yukon. Kamananga. Nice look at a three. Right off the back of that iron, and a takeaway for Sandpoint. Going to really have to start pushing things down by 16. 2:35 to go. Inside, Cromer. She's fouled, and she'll go to the line. Got behind Kylie Carroll, and Kylie Carroll will pick up personal number three in the first team foul.
Charge two before Yukon Eagles number two, Kylie Carroll. That's her third personal and team first of the fourth quarter.
Cromer's first one. No good. She is one out of three at the line. She is the lone Sandpoint Eagle, the lone player to get to the free throw line. Second one too strong and no good, but the rebound. Boys. Nellie Ward steals that one away off the free throw miss. Kylie Carroll, now Fort Yukon. Probably start to burn some clock up here. Now we'll get a timeout taken by head coach Josh Kadzow. So that'll leave him with one, and there's none for Sandpoint. It's a full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 2:10 remaining in this quarterfinal game, 45-29 with the Fort Yukon Eagles on top of the Sandpoint Eagles. Let's take a break.
See if
Sandpoint is going to go into the foul game here. trailing 16, under 2 minutes remaining, as Fort Yukon now is going to spread the floor and burn up as much clock as they possibly can. Foul on Kamananga. That's her first, team second.
Shards of the Eagles, number three, Precious Kamananga. That's her first personal and team's third of the fourth quarter.
Cromer all over Kylie Carroll. Hope nothing else. That Sandpoint defense has been effective here against Fort Yukon and shutting down some of their players, only getting 5 points here for Jane Ward and 6 for Nellie Ward. Carly Thomas at 8, equaling her total from last night. But Kylie Carroll, though, carrying the load right now with 22. Sandpoint Kamananga through her fingertips, unable to chase that one down. Minute 19 remains in this one. Check Tulik, Tri-Valley next. And that'll be a late start as we're...
That's her third personal and team's fourth.
A couple minutes past their original starting time. 1:17 to go, third team foul on the Sandpoint Eagles. Kylie Carroll now going to make sure the defense comes out to him, and Fort Yukon again will just spread the floor, and if they get an open shot, they'll take it, but right now more than content to just burn up some clock. Carroll, back to Carroll, and a foul on Cromer over the back, and that will be team foul number 4.
Starts to the Sandpoint Eagles, number 11, Mia Cromer. That's her fourth personal. And team 5.
No, that's just 4.
Correction, that's a team 4.
Carroll gets inside and scores. 24 points for her. I think that's 47-29. Kamananga, her shot up over the top, down to her final 30. Kamananga pressuring the ball handler and gets a piece of it, knocks it out of bounds. Stops the game clock at 32.7, so barring a miracle, Fort Yukon, their hopes for a three-peat continues. Kylie Carroll. And Cromer pushes the pace up, goes all the way down, left side, spin move inside. That one will not fall for her. And we've got Jane Ward down as Cromer spun off of her. So Jane Ward right now going to need a little help to get up. And boy, she's breathing hard, so I don't know if she had the wind knocked out of her with her hands up on her head. Coach Kadzow over center court. And OPA again over here quickly is Jane Ward now holding her side, but I think she may get, they're going to ask her what happened if she's all right. So she's going to stay on the floor, and she's got free throws coming up because that's the fifth team foul. So they may end up pulling her out after the free throws. That one no good by Ward. Second one goes, gives her 6, and she'll stay in. Marine goes right side, Kamananga with it. 8 seconds. Eagles put up a shot. Kylie Carroll comes up with a block. And that is going to be your ball game. 48-29, Fort UConn moves into tomorrow's 7:45 semifinal action game. 24 points for Kylie Carroll in the win. 8 points for Carly Thomas, 6 for Jane Ward, and 6 for Nellie Ward.